fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Mr. Owen Schroyer. Thank you for joining us. We have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot to talk about. How many of y'all saw the Mueller hearing yesterday? It was complete circus. I don't even think Mueller had a complete sentence the entire time. But you know what? We have to give him some credit for going up there, right? Because, look, I think he was like 76 or 80. He's up there, right? And you can tell he was having a hard time doing it. He was having a hard time trying to answer the questions. And, you know, the liberal media, they were saying, oh, Mueller. In the beginning, they were saying Mueller, he was giving them everything that they wanted. He was real sharp. He was to the point. He was answering all the questions. Yes, no, yes, no. But then when you go back and look at it, well, I watched the entire thing. When you looked at it, they didn't have anything. There was nothing there. And the liberal media was just trying to make it look like, or they were just trying to talk it up that Bob Mueller was doing an excellent job, which he wasn't. It's completely insane. But before we get started in today's broadcast, I want to put a plug out there because this is really important. This is what keeps the TV cameras going. This is what keeps the viewership going. This is what keeps us all here. And I am a guest. I'm a guest on the War Room, and it's an honor to be here. A year ago, I didn't think I would be here, be honest with you. And it's a blessing to be here. But today they have 15% off of all Pure or Pro Pure shower heads with a coupon code. Can you guess what it is? War Room. 15% off right now. If you never had one, you need to try it out. I mean, with the discounts like this, have you ever noticed here at InfoWars, they're always putting discounts. They're always giving discounts. And I think the main reason, I never heard anyone say this, but I'm subject to believe the main reason why they give these discounts so that people will know that they have great products and you can try it. It gives you a great opportunity to try these products. So right now, 15% off Pro Pure shower head with a coupon code War Room. And oh yes, don't forget, next week, and I believe it's Tuesday and Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, July 30th and the 31st, Clown World Broadcast. The Clown World Broadcast will be right here in this room, here at Infowars.com/show. And you, I think you can go to Clown World. I believe it's clownworld.us to see a direct feed from what's happening here in the studio about the Clown World, about what's happening, what everyone's seeing. So there's going to be great commentary. I'm actually going to be able to sit here again and talk about what we're hearing during the clown show. So I will be present as well. So it's going to be absolutely awesome. If we can, I will open up the phone lines later on during the show. We have some wonderful guests coming on. We have John Michael Chambers. We have Ali Alexander. And we have Clarence Mason. And then we have Cindy Sheen. Shinhan, if I'm saying it right. But we have wonderful guests coming on with us today. That and much more here on the War Room. It is absolutely crazy for with everything that's taking place in this country. I truly call it the coup. It's the deep state attacking the sitting president of the United States. They put Mueller up on the stand to get him to talk about everything that he didn't talk about in the report. And he already said that he wasn't going to go anything outside of the report, but they kept trying to get him to give them information or give them something to impeach President Trump. That was the main goal. That is their goal in all of this. Get information to impeach President Trump, because President Trump is in the way of their globalist system. They can care less about everything else. They want to get rid of Trump. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer, and this is The War Room. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroer. This is an exciting time to be alive. So many things are happening. The world is like on the verge of exploding. We're about to see some major change in this country. You know, they had the whole Mueller report come out, and then Democrats still, they were not happy of the results of the Mueller report because they couldn't impeach President Trump. Now they had Mueller come up on the Hill to have a hearing, and they're still not happy. Why? Because they have nothing to impeach President Trump on. All it's doing is making President Trump look better and better every single day. I mean, the Democrats, they're completely confused. They're completely lost. So my first guest that we have today, John Michael Chambers, I like to think of him as the deep state expert. He has all the goods on how everything is taking place and what we've been seeing. I've had him on my personal broadcast, UnitedAmericaFirst.com. We've talked about what was coming, and sure enough, he was completely correct. He was completely correct. JohnMichaelChambers.com. What an awesome guy. You've got to go check it out. JohnMichaelChambers.com. So without further ado, John, thank you for joining me. And did you watch the hearing?
Oh, yeah, you bet I did. And you know what? Massive, massive victory for America, for all Americans, and for President Trump. What a circus. I have a lot of comments and talking points if you want to jump right into it. You know, first off, I want to salute. You know what? It's a time for Americans to unite because we're very disgruntled with both the rhinos and the Democrats. But you know what? We got some good people fighting the battle. You got Ratcliffe and Nunes and Jordan and Collins. On the outside, you got Fit and Jay Sekulow, Rudy Giuliani, a team of people behind the scenes, people like you, Will Johnson, and me, and many people around this country have been fighting this good fight. And yesterday was a battle that we won. End of story, period. And now the real investigation it's actually been underway with Durham and Barr, thanks to Team Trump. And the real investigation is going to become the narrative now. Sure, there's 60 more subpoenas. They'll keep throwing stuff up at Trump. Nothing sticks. It's all BS. Bernie Sanders, all BS. Nothing's going to stick. And I'm excited as you can be. But before we conclude our segments, when you're ready, I'd like to share with you a couple of the biggest news stories that didn't make the news.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. You know, let me play this. You know what? Let's go ahead and do that. Go ahead. Lay it on us because I love to hear it.
All right. Couple of three things. Now, of course, at InfoWars, we've got very, very astute listeners and viewers that are well informed. But most people don't know the biggest news story that hit the news. A couple of weeks ago, when President Trump met with the agriculture industry, the farmers were behind him. He was doing a live briefing. Somebody yelled out, a media person said, "Mr. President, you said that the Constitution states that the punishment for treason is death. You, sir, have accused your adversaries of treason. Would you name them?" And President Trump went, "Sure. Page, Stroke, McCabe, Comey, and others. Much, much higher up than that." The president said that twice, and then he invoked Hillary Clinton with the funding of the dossier and the emails and such. Now, tell me that's not the biggest news story, that a sitting president in a briefing is addressing treason, execution, and naming names. That's a big story, my friends. Then the second biggest news that didn't make the news just happened today. So, I mean, it made the news, but I wonder how much attention it'll get. Actually, last week and today, connect the dots. Last week, Washington Times reported that the Gitmo, the military commissions, military tribunals, it was discussed, I think, on the floor of Congress, that they may be aired now, live stream on the internet. Now, one thing today, Attorney General Barr released a statement that he's returning capital punishment back into the law of the land here. So when you connect the dots on capital punishment being reinstated and military tribunals being live streamed, I must invoke that I said this a year and a half ago in two articles I wrote, one Nuremberg-style trials coming soon, and the second one, scale discovery in action. It's extraordinary news with these types of dialogue in the media. And again, yesterday was a big, big, big win for America. And the investigations, the hearings, everything is now going against them. You hear about insurance policies, which is what this whole Mueller hoax was about. You know, let's go to real life insurance policies. How do they work? You put premium payments in, and you have to have enough premium payments in there to keep that death benefit there, or the policy expires and blows up. Well, you know, to make the metaphor here, the insurance policy of the deep state has just blown up. The premium funding must have been missed along the way, and there is no more policy. Game's over. They're in panic. They are panicking, and we are winning this battle. So
yeah,
there'll
I
be
agree.
No
one. Yeah,
and
I
so
agree.
Forth.
You know, let me say one of the things that they said they're not going to end. Now they're doing subpoenas. They want more information. They want to keep it going because they're not getting what they want. That nothing came out of the Mueller report. Nothing came out of this hearing. They're still upset because they didn't receive any of the stuff that they were looking forward to. And now they're saying that they're going to subpoena President Trump for documents. They want more documents. It's all it is the witch hunt that's continuing to go on. And then you hear the leftists, they're always saying, you conservatives, are all of you on the right, you keep saying there's a witch hunt. And Mueller said this was no witch hunt. Okay, so we're supposed to take Mueller's word on it? We're supposed to take the word from these leftist Democrats that there's no witch hunt when they're clearly riding around on a broom? Maybe there's no witch hunt because they're going after they're not even actually going after the witch. Maybe if they start going after the actual witch, it will be a problem.
Well, you bet. And look, the Mueller is a deep state asset. Make no mistake about that. And but everything backfired on them yesterday, as everything has all along the way, which is why the overused term winning is applicable here. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction. And all the big legal minds like Alan Dershowitz and many others, Jay Sekulow and such, are talking about the exoneration piece and all of these other elements. But at the end of the day, you're right, Will, they're going to continue. They already have stockpiled dozens of subpoenas against the president, his family, and those have supported the president. But none of them stick. And they are on the run because the real investigation is underway. And it began even before Trump came down the escalator. And those that will be implicated much higher up, well, we know the names, and they're going down to Chinatown, as we used to say in New York. There will be no impeachment. We know this. It won't even pass the House. It'll never pass the Senate. It's not going to happen. So Inspector General report, FISA documents, NSA, and two very valuable assets. The most important one is Julian Assange. We have to keep him safe. And Jeffrey Epstein today was either beaten to a pulp or tried to commit suicide. I'm going to say he was about to be suicided if one connects the dots on it. But he's an asset we need to keep because he's got a lot of data. But I think that Trump – and one last thing. If you listen very closely to the president at the rally in Orlando recently, where he announced his candidacy for 2020, the president said this, I'm paraphrasing. He's pointing to the State Department. And he said in front of all the people in the media, he said, you know what? I think we found those 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's, if not all of them, a lot of them over there in the State Department. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you know what? Every time President Trump brings up something about those emails, they try to say that he colluded with Russia. That's the proof. When the emails that he was talking about in the WikiLeaks, it had already been out there in the public domain. He was just talking about what everybody already knew. And they're trying to say, there's the proof. There's the proof. See, President Trump talked about it. So he must have colluded. I mean, these people don't have any rational thinking going on in their mind. All they want to do is focus on taking out this president. They want to destroy this president. They can care less about the truth. They don't care about America. They don't care about the American people. They don't care about reality. Their goal is to destroy this country. And if they have to destroy President Trump and the American people to get it back, then by golly, that's exactly what they're going to do. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. We'll be back after this message.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Mr. Owen Schroyer. Okay, I want to talk about the 15% off of all Pro Pure shower heads with the coupon code of War Room. Go check it out. With the discounts like this, gives you a great opportunity to try out the product. Infowarstore.com. Right now, the War Room has a discount, 15% off the Pro Pure shower heads with the coupon code of War Room. And next Tuesday and Wednesday, July 30th and the 31st, the Clown World broadcast will begin again. So be sure to tune in to that. And let me say this one more. Let me say this as well, because it's on my sheet here. I'm going to go off of it. Subscribestar.com/Owen Schroyer. Okay. Show him some support. When you go there, say, hey, I heard about this from Will Johnson, and I came to your Subscribestar and say, hey, tell Will that I came because he said so. Okay. I love to hear that from him. Okay. So let me play this video clip. Then we're going to go back to John. Number 19, this is this video clip is one that I was looking at earlier. This is what Mueller, the whole point of the hearing is to try to get something to impeach President Trump on. Let's go to that clip, and then we'll go back to John Michael Chambers.
Gentlelady yields back.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of inquiry over on your left.
Gentleman will state his point of inquiry.
Was the point of this hearing to get Mr. Mueller to recommend impeachment?
That is not a fair point of inquiry. The gentlelady from Florida is recognized.
Mr. Chairman, wait.
Director Mueller,
Mr. Chairman,
to your
point, the gentlelady from Florida is recognized.
That actually is coming from page one of volume two. In the footnote is the reference to this. What are those constitutional processes?
I think I heard you mention at least one.
Impeachment, correct?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. That is one of the constitutional processes listed in the report in the footnote in volume two. Your report documents the many ways the president sought to interfere with your investigation. And you state in your report on page 10, volume two, that with interfering with a congressional inquiry or investigation with corrupt intent can also constitute obstruction of justice.
True.
Well, the president has told us that he intends to fight all the subpoenas. His continued efforts to interfere with investigations of his potential misconduct certainly reinforce the importance of the process the Constitution requires to, quote, formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing, as you cited in the report. And this hearing has been very helpful to this committee as it exercises its constitutional duty to determine whether to recommend articles of impeachment against the president. I agree with you, Director Mueller, that we all have a vital role in holding this president accountable for his actions. More than that, I believe we in Congress have a duty to demand accountability and safeguard one of our nation's highest principles, that no one is above the law. From everything that I have heard you say here today, it's clear that anyone else would have been prosecuted based on the evidence available in your report.
You know what? She's out of Texas. Did y'all know that? She's out of Texas. I believe it's District 16. She's out of Texas. I mean, what's happening to Texas? I mean, a lot of people I talk to about Austin, Texas, and they say Austin is just like, you know, the disgrace to Texas. But she's out of District 16, and I believe that's San Antonio? I'm not even sure. Which one? El Paso. Thank you so much. El Paso. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. John, what do you think? Because this is exactly what they want to do. They want to impeach this president. And that's what the whole hearing was about. And the member of Congress, he brought it up. Is this whole thing about impeachment? And then Nadler want to shut him down because he doesn't want to bring it up and bring recognition to it. And that's exactly what it is. I put those clips together. Look, this is exactly what it is. What's your take?
Well, my take is those clips, one word came to mind while I was watching. gibberish, you know, just gibberish. And Miss Mueller aimlessly flipping through pages. And, it, you know, you nailed it. It, the purpose was to look for grounds for impeachment. It backfired. But you know what? One of them, there were many powerful moments. But, you know, I like to bring up Jordan, Congressman Jordan. He dropped information that the American people need to realize and highlight, because this is the story. The information he dropped on Mueller when he nailed him, when Mueller couldn't talk about fusion GPS and didn't know who Joe Misfit was and didn't speak about the British Privy Council, the origins of this entire mess. Why? Because that's how we're going to take them down. And what Jordan did was he said, look, Attorney General Barr, in essence, he said, Barr and Durham are working on this investigation. That was a big, big moment. And that's the biggest takeaway the American people should get from this event, is that it's a charade. It's over. And the real investigation has begun. And then one last thing, Section 18 U.S. Code 2384 and 2385. 2384, seditious conspiracy. 2385, the advocating of the overthrow of a government. It's going to be a lot of people implicated. A lot of people. Can you say Adam Schiff?
Yeah,
Schiff. As well as WikiLeaks, the drop of 200 people in the media that may be subject to the violation of these codes.
You know, to me, when I was sitting there watching it, I was questioning, did he actually even write this report? Because he was going through it like, I'm trying to remember, like he wrote, like he was reading a novel and he's trying to remember where he read it in that novel. I'm subject to believe that he just, maybe he just put his name on it and he had people actually do the work, which it happens. But I don't really think that he... I think the report was just handed to him, and he just went with
it. I agree. I think there's teams of lawyers and other deep state dwellers over there in the Department of Justice, within his counsel program, special counsel, that probably drafted the majority. That's just my guess. It was pretty obvious that Mueller, unless he was just part of an acting ploy, or maybe he has dementia. I mean, one can guess all day long, but at the end of the day, he seemed quite unfamiliar with what was in this report. But again, it boggles the mind, if you will, but really it's just a bunch of gibberish. It was the last gasping attempt by the Democrats to move forward with impeachment, as you stated, Will, and it's not going to happen. The American people shouldn't be concerned about that at all. The narrative is going to change. Why? Because the D-class against the deep state is now behind the scenes underway, and we have evidence, and we've been told that capital punishment is coming back, and we've been told that military tribunals may very well be live streamed. They are getting ready, and it's going to be.
I can see that. I can see that they're scared. They're terrified. What's taking place? Hey, I want to thank you. I know your time is limited. Thank you for coming on with me. It's been a real honor. Have to get you to come back on with me again soon in the future. I love your intake on all of it. Thank you, John. JohnMichaelChambers.com. We'll be right back. This is The War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Mr. Owen Schroyer.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. I am sitting in for Owen Schroyer. This is The War Room. Next Tuesday, July 30th and the 31st, the Clown World broadcast. You want to watch it here because they are going to talk about what's going on and what the liberals are saying. You're going to get point of views where you'll not get anywhere else. If you really want to hear exactly more detailed about these clowns that's going to be sitting up on this stage doing this debate next July 30th and the 31st, you've got to come here. They're going to lay it all out. It's so much detail, so much information what's happening. It's the main reason why it's called the Info War, right? Because there's a war on for your mind. And the Democrats and the leftists, they all know this. They have lost everything. They keep losing. And President Trump keeps winning and keep winning. You know what? This hearing that took place yesterday is a win for the American people and President Donald J. Trump. Can you imagine? So I was watching Tucker last night, and Tucker had a few clips showing how the left, they were just so upset about this hearing. And they were trying to make excuses. Well, we knew we weren't going to expect anything, like no blockbuster film or anything, no big moments to come out of it. Yeah, they were. They're straight up lying. They were thinking that this is going to be it. We're going to get him to admit that we should impeach the president of the United States of America. What we're seeing, what we're experiencing is a straight up coup d'etat right now against the sitting president of the United States. And these people that sit up on the hill that should be doing their jobs for the American people, they don't want to do anything else but attack President Trump. Now, you have to ask yourself a simple question. After all of this losing that they keep doing, I mean, think about it. Ever since the man went down the escalator, they have been losing trying to take this man down. Why? Everything that they do. I mean, everything. Now, granted, President Trump is not perfect. And there's not a single person that's in the conservative movement or a Republican that will say, oh, President Trump is just, you know, he's God walking on water. No one would say that. Now, the Democrats, they might believe it. And the reason why I say that, because they try to dig up everything they can on him and they keep losing. But when they dig up something on him, or when President Trump does something that's, you know, blatantly a mistake, and President Trump, he'd be like, okay. They say, look, conservatives, look what President Trump did. How do you like him now? See, the problem with the liberals, they don't realize that most conservatives are Christians. Most Republicans are Christians. And we understand that we all make mistakes. We understand that. Not a single person on the right had it in their mind that Donald J. Trump, before he became president, was a stand-up angel. I was going to say stand-up guy. But everybody know he was a playboy millionaire. There's no secret about it. And a lot of these people, now that they're demonizing him, calling him a white supremacist, saying this about him, saying that about him, they know very well that President Trump had a lifestyle that they all wanted, that they didn't have a problem with. They really don't have a problem with his playboy lifestyle. They're only saying it because they're trying to get at conservative Christians to try to get us to denounce President Trump. But see, the thing is, President Trump, he's doing awesome, amazing, phenomenal things for this country. And he is a flawed man. What does that say? He is a flawed man, and he's doing things that no other president, my opinion, has done for this country since the beginning. Now, there have been some presidents that have done the right thing, great things. Abe Lincoln. There's been great things. I truly believe the founding fathers, when they wrote the Constitution, they knew exactly what they were doing. Great presidents have come and gone. But in my lifetime, President Trump, hands down, is the best president this country has seen in the past 100 years, in my opinion. Now, you get a lot of people, a lot of these Democrats, they go, you're black. You're not supposed to like Trump. You're black. You're not supposed to like Trump. What's wrong with you? Are you a race traitor? I'm going to talk more about all of that later on in the broadcast. I have a special guest coming on. We're going to talk about the racial division that's taking place in this country. And guess who's pushing all of it? Of course, the Democrats or the Demoncrats. Demonic people that's serving on the left. Now, do I think all of them are that way? No, of course not. There's just a lot of people that's naive and have been deceived by the left. So if we have time, let's go to this clip, number 18. Clip number 18. This is about the Mueller all over again and exactly what they're trying to do. Let's go with it.
From the intelligence community inspector general, in connection with Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email server during her time as Secretary of State. The referral focused on whether classified information was transmitted on that personal system. Our investigation looked at whether there is evidence that classified information was improperly stored or transmitted on that personal system in violation of a federal statute that makes it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way.
It is clear that any other person who engaged in such conduct would be charged with a crime. We will continue our investigation and we will hold the president accountable because no one is above the law.
Your findings are so important because in America, nobody is above the law.
This is the United States of America. No one is above the law. No one.
Which is that in America, no person is so high as to be above the law.
We must ensure that no one is above the law.
Well, let's put it more specific. What if I had made a false statement to an investigator on your team? Could I go to jail for up to 5 years?
Yes.
Yes.
Although it's Congress, so.
Well, that's the point, though, isn't it? That no one is above the law.
That's true.
Not you, not the Congress, and certainly not the president. Again, the point has been underscored many times, but I'll repeat it. No one is above the law.
What we have reviewed today meets the elements of obstruction, including whether there was corrupt intent. And what is clear is that anyone else, including some members of Congress, would have been charged with crimes for these acts. We would not have allowed this behavior from any of the previous 44 presidents. We should not allow it now or for the future to protect our democracy. And yes, we will continue to investigate because, as you clearly state at the end of your report, no one is above the law.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
Really? Did anyone just catch that? No one is above the law. But yet Hillary Clinton is still walking around free. Hillary Clinton deleted 30,000 emails. Hillary Clinton bleach bit her server. Hillary Clinton destroyed BlackBerry devices that had all this information. Hillary Clinton destroyed the SIM cards that was with these BlackBerries. But no one is above the law. Every last one of these Democrats just lied to the American people because they put Hillary Clinton and the rest of these tyrannical Democrats above the law every single day. They do it all the time, and we're supposed to be so dumb that we're not going to even recognize it. Are you kidding me? People, you've got to wake up. We're in the deep state. We're in a civil war in this country. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. So much is going on. The world is still spinning. We're still here. But the liberals, the leftists, these communists, socialists, Democrats, they're trying to destroy our sovereignty. They're trying to take everything away from us and give it away. How does that even work, right? How does that work? They want to take everything away from us. But then they want to give everything away. Oh, long as you're not an American citizen, everything is free. And so they're going to tell you that, oh, yeah, we're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you free education. We're going to give you free money. You don't even have to work. You know, AOC's plan, you don't even have to work. Just say you want some money and then you're going to get it. But see, what they're not telling the American people that they're telling this to is that, hey, once you do get some money and once you do get a job, we're going to take it all away from you just so we can give it to the people who don't want to work. You can't be in your right mind if you're an AOC supporter or one of the AOC plus three supporter. You can't be. Now, a lot of people are like, well, you shouldn't say anything about color of women. How dare you? How dare you? It's a joke to me. It's all a joke. But anyways, I digress. Let me do this real quick, and then I want to play a video for you about the whole Mueller thing. Let me do this. 15% off of ProPure shower heads with the coupon code of War Room. With the 15% discount, I'm actually going to buy one myself. I'm using the promo code War Room. Right now, you buy one and you can test it out. This makes it, with these discounts that you get on InfoWarsStore.com, it's really like, wow. I mean, they make the prices to where you can try it out, you can test it out. And you know what, for the most part, I've seen wonderful reviews on them. Go look at the reviews. A lot of people get them and they say, well, you know what? It's like, how is it that InfoWarsStore.com has some of the greatest products in the world? Because the people here, they believe in the products that they sell. They believe in it. And the DNA Force 50% off, I'm ordering a bottle of that myself. I mean, how can I not take advantage of it? You know, I'm not even sure how long that discount sale is going to go right now. The DNA Force Plus, 50% off. I mean, seriously, these prices, you have to try it. And if you do this, please do this. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and you purchase the DNA Force, 50% off the DNA Force Plus, and you leave a comment and say, hey, Will, I bought this because I saw you on the War Room. I'm going to go through and I'm going to check out the comments, please. And if I see yours, I'm going to pick one of them. And if I'm honored again to be on as a guest, I will read it out loud on here. Okay? So let's get back to it. So this is number six with Mueller. Mueller, he went to the thing, to the hearing on the Hill, and I made the comment before that I don't think Mueller actually wrote the report. I think someone wrote it for him. And I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm just saying maybe, you know, he designated someone to write X, Y, Z. You write this part of the report. You write that part of the report and bring it all together. And I'll just read it like a novel. But, you know, I would be subject to believe that he should know everything about it, the ins and outs of this report, because he is the one leading it up. And if you're not able to, then maybe appoint someone who can. And I think that was the point they were trying to do in the second part of the hearing of that day, yesterday. But anyways, I don't think he knew what was in the report personally. And we have this clip that's going to kind of highlight. And you know what? I don't want to show this clip because I want to like talk bad about him. I think it's a blessing that he is able to reach his age. Let me just make sure that is clear. I think it is a true blessing that he is able to reach that age. So let's play this clip.
Personal embarrassment, is that correct?
Yes.
I have on the screen.
Is that correct on the screen?
Can you repeat the question? And now that I have the language on the screen.
Is it correct? As you further elaborate, obstruction of justice can be motivated by a direct desire to protect non-criminal personal interests, to protect against investigations where underlying criminal liability falls into a gray area, or to avoid. Is that true?
Yes.
And is it true that the impact... Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
The last question was...
I wasn't certain I got it accurate.
No, the last question was the language on the screen asking you if that's correct. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Does a conviction of obstruction of justice result potentially in a lot of years of time in jail?
Yes. Well, again, can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it accurate?
Does obstruction of justice warrant a lot of time in jail if you were convicted?
Yes.
And
time of the gentle lady is expired.
Like I said, you know, he's up there in his age, And I truly believe it's a blessing to be, you know, to reach that age. Be honest with you, I love to get older, have grandchildren, sugar them up, send them home, possibly one day have great grandchildren. I look forward to being here that long, God willing. But what happened with this, with at this hearing, was not what the Democrats wanted. It was completely, they were completely disgusted. I mean, seriously, they were. So we have another clip that I want to play for you. And this is with President Trump. This is going to be number four. President Trump, when he's like the victory, you know, he declares victory. This is victory. This is victory for the American people. This is victory for President Trump. This is victory for justice. This is victory for reality. But the Democrats are not going to give up. They're not going to stop. They're not going to. They can't. They don't want to. Okay? So without further ado, let's go to that clip.
So we had a very good day today, the Republican Party, our country. There was no defense of what Robert Mueller was trying to defend, in all fairness to Robert Mueller. Whether his performance was a bad one or a good one, I think everybody understands that. I think everybody understands what's going on. There was no defense to this ridiculous hoax, this witch hunt that's been going on for a long time, pretty much from the time I came down on the escalator with our First Lady. And it's a disgrace what happened, but I think today proved a lot to everybody. In fact, some of my biggest opponents wrote things today that I wouldn't have believed they would have written, and I appreciate that they did that. This has been a very bad thing for our country, and despite everything we've been through, it's been an incredible 2.5 years for our country. The administration, our president, me, we've done a great job. We've got the strongest stock market, the best unemployment numbers, the most number of people ever working in the history of our country right now, almost 160 million. Our military has been rebuilt and getting even stronger. We've done a great job, and we've done it under this terrible phony cloud, that's all it was. And they should be ashamed of themselves, absolutely ashamed. And you know who knew it was a phony cloud more than anyone else? Was Schiff and Nadler and Schumer and Pelosi, every one of them. They all knew it was phony stuff. And you look at the polls. The polls are showing it maybe more than anybody else or anything else. And I've had my best polls, and I don't say why, but people see what's gone on in our country with this whole thing. I've been going through it for 3 years. For 3 years, all nonsense. So this was a very big day for our country. This was a very big day for the Republican Party. And you could say it was a great day for me, but I don't even like to say that. It's great. I'll tell you what, I very much appreciate those incredible warriors that you watched today on television, Republicans, that defended something. And defended something very powerful, very important, because they were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats. I wish we could be a fly on the wall in those rooms where the Democrats would go in and talk before and after meetings, and they'd be laughing and smiling and say, can you believe that we're getting away with this? But in the end, they didn't get away with it. Yeah.
They didn't get away with anything, and they're not going to.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome. This is The War Room. My name is Will Johnson. The liberal media is in a frenzy right now. They're all uptight because they didn't get what they want. You would think, with these people being so highly intelligent, going to Stanford and Harvard and Princeton, that they would figure it out. You'd think that they would figure it out by now. They keep going after the president over the dumbest things, thinking that the American people are just going to dump Trump, because that's what they like to say, dump Trump. They think that we're going to just get off the Trump train because they came up with some idiotic reason, which has been fraudulent from the get-go. And like I said in the last hour, President Trump, he is not a perfect man. He is not. But you know what? We are not perfect either. And we see that. The Democrats are most definitely not perfect. The Democrats, they can break laws. They can go out and tell little boys that you're little girls now. They can have these grown men and send them into the library and say, hey, let's check out what color underwear we're going to wear. This is all this crazy stuff comes from the left, and they have some nerve to believe that because they make up something that we're going to jump off the Trump train. Think about that. They make up all of this stuff, and we're just supposed to go along with it. What they're doing right now in America, they're convincing people to say, oh, yeah, you know what? Trump did X, Y, Z with no proof. And then people run with it and then turn around. And then when people are like, well, wait a minute, you said that Trump did X, Y, Z, but I'm not seeing where that proof is at. And but see, they expect the American people to be so dumb that they're not going to pay attention to what the Democrats are really doing. The Democrats, the leftists, these communist socialist Democrats, they're going to help President Trump win in 2020. So I encourage, I'm begging you to continue to do your craziness, because as long as you keep doing your craziness on the left, we're going to talk about it. You're going to give me information to go on. You're going to give me stuff to just, oh, look what they're saying now. But they expect American people to believe it. You know, it's that whole thing. You tell a lie, and then you tell another lie, and then you tell another lie. And then guess what? At some point, they start believing it themselves. And then you start telling enough lies to the masses, and then the masses start believing the lies as well. It's common tactic. They've done it for years, for decades. And they're not going to stop. We know they're not going to stop. And to be honest with you, I encourage you, don't stop. Because, see, I know for a fact that the American people aren't as dumb as the left would like us to believe. Think about that. See, the left would like us to believe, or the left themselves believe, that the American people are so dumb that you're not going to figure out what they're trying to do. See, they have these meetings, like President Trump said, when you like to be the fly on the wall. They had these meetings. Oh, you know what? We're going to tell the American people this. We're going to tell the American people that. And guess what? The American people are so dumb, they're going to believe it. Ha, 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 ha. As they smoked the same cigar Bill Clinton had back in the day. Ooh, that was gross, wasn't it? I didn't mean to go there. Sorry about that. Please forgive me. But it's despicable. The Democrats, they don't care. They know better. But see, because President Trump keeps winning and everything that they're doing, they keep losing, they're going for broke. They have to come to the extreme on everything because they know they are losing. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. July 30th and July 31st. July 30th and July 31st, the Clown World broadcast right here. You want to come here? I'm telling you, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be in the studio. I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to be watching the show myself. Every now and then, God willing, I'll be able to sit behind the desk with some of the people and we'll be able to talk about everything that's going on. The Clown World next Tuesday, next Wednesday, July 30th and 31st, Clown World. So we have another guest, a special guest, Ali Alexander. He is huge on Twitter, huge on Twitter. Has a website, culture.com. They, to my understanding, they don't like it when someone like him or myself that, you know, they have their eyes open. They don't have this whole total leftist view. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a leftist view, but you know what? Have rational thinking. That's the part that doesn't come into play when it comes to a lot of these people on the left. The rational thinking just go out the window. The censorship that's taking place. See, because the left, they don't like what you say, so they kick in the censorship. So to my understanding, Ali has been banned on Twitter. I mean, is this like common occurrence? I mean, should we all be used to it? It's like running water now. I mean, should we? I mean, how long have you been banned now? And thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Will. It's good to join you and talk with you for the first time. You know, so our culture account, which is, you know, our media account, our media organization account, has 22,000 organic followers. We started it in late December. So, you know, we're not even a year old. And, you know, the topics that we cover are the deplatformed people and the culture warriors of the right. And what we do is we provide, unlike any other platform, a place to get primary sources and primary material from Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Gavin McInnes, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and a host of others. And we're the only site that's covering that. I mean, as you know, a lot of sites in the conservative movement don't even want to touch what is now the third rail, or they've decided that a whole segment of us who believe in free speech and free association, that we can't exist, you know, in their world. And so the account got banned, I think, about 48 hours ago. We were flooded with DMCA notices from principally one Hollywood firm. And usually what happens is that, you know, you have 10 business days to respond, but they don't take down your account. They may take down that tweet, but they don't take down that account. And Twitter decided to take down our entire account. And, wow. You know, I believe that this was an erroneous decision and we're appealing it. And I'll escalate from there if they don't grant our appeal.
So let me make sure I understand. What was the main reason? Did they give you a main reason? Did they tell you?
Yeah. So there's something called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and every internet site has to cooperate with what's called a DMCA notice. So if Alex uses a song beyond what is called fair use, so if he uses more than a clip, if he uses the entire thing, then the firm that owns the rights to that song can request it be taken down. Then you have a period in which you can do what's called a counterclaim. So all internet sites, WordPress, Twitter, Facebook, everyone abides by this. And if someone contacts you and says, you have my copyright material up, you must sign an affidavit swearing under perjury that, no, I have the rights to use this or not. And so what happened is we got hit with like six notices at once. And wow. Instead of those tweets just being taken down and litigated, they took down the entire account. So this is a new method that Twitter is using to take down what it looks like right-leaning voices.
I mean, it's crazy, though, because I can go on Twitter and I see multiple videos and multiple just multiple videos with music.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like 3 minutes, you know, or the full 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And millions upon millions of views. Yeah. I mean, and they're Twitter and they're still constantly posting. So this is deliberate. This was deliberate.
Yeah. And not only that, get this, is the material that's been taken down, we don't claim to be original. In fact, we claim to be reporting on material that other people have uploaded. So there was a writer, Courtney Holland, who made this Avengers type video and had Alex's face, Milo's face, Laura Loomer's face, Gavin's face, superimposed on some of the Avenger heroes. This uses, I think, about 5 or 6 seconds of music from the Avengers movie. So Universal came in and said that because we cited what Milo posted, that Courtney created, which is fair use, that we need to be taken down. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. It's not going to stand, but this is deliberate.
Do you think this has anything to do with you going to the summit at the White House? Maybe it's not, but you know, I've seen the videos with you there, and you know, it's just the coincidence, right? You're at the socialist media summit. That's what I call the socialist media. You're just happen to be at this media summit at the White House, and now all of a sudden you're getting hit with all of this stuff on Twitter. I mean, it's just insane.
It does seem like a bit of good timing for the left. You know, I had a viral tweet that took down Kamala Harris's campaign, and you know, they've attacked me by name in digital, print, and TV. I mean, just the most bizarre 16 days of my life, having a United States presidential campaign attack me, and then 12 of her competitors denounce me. A congresswoman calls for me to be put in jail, and Elizabeth Warren calls for all my internet accounts to be taken out. And so, you know, that plus the White House summit, plus Ilhan Omar, you know, I did a documentary on that. I was on with Owen 4 months ago, and we were talking about that. And that's kind of come to bear fruit. So I think, you know, I've got a big target on my back. And because I use culture to re-platform people, to use journalism and that First Amendment protection to cover people who have been deplatformed, I think that culture is the biggest threat to the left, because they just want InfoWars to disappear. They just want Gavin to disappear. They want Laura to disappear. And culture with 3Ts.com doesn't allow that to happen. And, you know, we've planned for this day. So like I said, I'm going through the regular process and then I'll escalate it. A lot of people know that I have relationships with, you know, Twitter executives and principally the CEO. And, you know, this looks like a rogue employee. And it's not in line with Twitter's current standards. So we'll get our Twitter account back.
It's disgraceful. I mean, it's disgraceful. You should be able to. I mean, you didn't cite any violence. You didn't hold a severed head of the president, did you? You didn't say that you want to blow up the White House, did you? You didn't have a gun in your hand shooting the president, did you? I mean, all of these blatantly violent things, and they removed you because you simply went to the White House and support President Trump, and you support against this the censorship that's taking place, and then they hit you with it. This is ridiculous. Yep. I mean, to me, it's like living in Nazi Germany all over again. And the Nazis, the Gestapo, the Brown Berets, they're the ones just working in these social media platforms. And you know what? And you're probably right. It probably is someone that's working at Twitter that went rogue, because I refuse to believe that every single person working at these socialist media companies are liberals. I mean, I refuse to believe that. There has to be good people, decent people still, even if they are leftists. There still have to be decent people there. I mean, I refuse to believe it. So
yeah, I think you're right. And I'm not afraid of the liberals. I'm afraid of the progressives, the Marxists. And I'm afraid of the Antifa supporting neoliberals. That's who I'm afraid of at these companies. And what they are doing is information terrorism. They want to create hysteria. They want to create new norms, like you opened up the show. We're so used to someone getting banned every day that we're so hopeless that we're like, you know, what are we doing? And sorry about that call.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But, well, hold your thought. Hold your thought there. We're getting ready to come up to a hard break. We're going to talk about that and much more after this. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. Censorship is so crazy. These leftists, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're attacking us. They're attacking the president. They're attacking America. We'll be right back after this.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. This is the War Room. I'm sitting in for Mr. Owen Schroyer. We have our special guest, Ali Alexander, banned from Twitter. You know, I mean, if you're a conservative, you can just assume at some point they're going to ban you, because if you show support for President Trump, they're going to come after you. Not that you've done anything wrong. Not that you've been violent. You only said something that hurt someone's feelings. Feelings. That's what it all comes down to. You hurt my feelings. And because they have the power to push a button, they get to ban you. This is despicable. You know, something really should be done. And I'm really looking forward to something coming out of the summit. President Trump, he's got to get this under control before the elections really start kicking off, before the general election. So our guest today, Ali Alexandra, he was banned on Twitter. And like I said in the last segment, that I don't believe that it was someone that actually, you know, it's no algorithm that banned you. I think it was someone that went rogue, like you mentioned. And I don't think that everyone at Twitter is just evil like this. I mean, I don't believe it. There are good people there. And like you said, you have contacts, you know, people that are in Twitter. And I imagine that they're decent people, and you're trying to do the right thing without, you know, you playing that card, I would imagine. Yeah. So, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do the right thing, because what we need to somehow do is we need to bridge what's right and what's effective. And we can hope that, you know, they're the same thing. But, you know, I think that when Andrew Breitbart came around, you know, he was a friend of mine, the late Andrew Breitbart, is he taught us, you know, we have to take some of their methodology. Not necessarily their principles, right? They're really disgusting and despicable people. But some of those tactics we have to use to win. And I think that that's what you've seen from, you know, this MAGA movement, which is very populist. You know, it isn't concerned with ideology above all things. And even when you lose, no, we got to save the Republic. And if we can't save the Republic, we ought to save first principles for whatever comes next. So I'm trying to show that I can be good, decent, can practice some of that restraint and go through the regular process like a normal Joe. And when that doesn't work, show that, well, this is about relationships. This is about elites working with each other. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. And so hopefully we can reform the system after that. And I want to say something. Culture with three T's doesn't even do opinion journalism. So InfoWars, Conservative Review, Blaze, all do opinion. Culture only reports. We literally don't have any opinion journalism or opinion editorials on culture.
So you're just on there talking about what's happening in the news, what the left is doing, I would imagine sometime what a rhino is doing. You're just talking about what is going on that's relevant to today, and they got upset because you're doing that. So I was like going through some of your stuff, like you had on here, Ilhan Omar, which has been proven that she married her brother. And I see here that you simply talked about it, and they attacked you because you simply talked about it. Same thing you mentioned this earlier, and Kamala, I like to say Kamala Crazy Harris. I mean, just this is my personal thing, but she had fraudulent claims of a history of an African American, which we all know she's not. But because you're talking about what is in the mainstream media, they target you. Maybe because you're not the right complexion. Could that have something to do with it?
the optics. They have to frame their opposition as angry white boomers. And what you've seen through the Tea Party to Trump is that this, you know, non-progressive movement, it's hard to even call everyone conservative, but this non-progressive puritanical movement of free people, free thinkers, is very colored, and it spans across multiple generations. You know, Generation Z, we call them the Zoomers. You know, they're the most exciting thing to happen in this country since the Reagan Revolution. You know, that was also a youth-led movement that woke itself up. They weren't taught by people how to correct the union. They corrected themselves, and it looks like Generation Z is poised to do some of the same things. And so, you know, what I want culture to do is to amplify things that are going on because the media is oversampling the bad and they are shoving down the good. When you walk down the street, black and white people get along. There is no race war in America, but that isn't the America that CNN is presenting. So they are taking an editorial judgment and they are amplifying disproportionately the bad. Well, what culture does is says, well, we're going to more accurately sample what's happening in America and we're going to highlight these culture warriors who are affecting public policy. And the public ought to be able to scrutinize Gavin, Milo, Laura, and Alex with non-partial, with impartial information.
Mm-hmm. Well, how dare you talk about reality?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the nerve of you to talk about something that's actually happening. And, you know, I think personally, I do a lot of opinionated stuff. I mean, and I give my opinion on a lot of things that's taking place. And, you know, I commend you for just going straight down the line and saying, this is what's happened. This is what happened in the news today. I mean, it's almost like they're threatened because, you know, you're for one, you're talking about Ilhan Omar and Kamala Harris. And because they can't attack you and say that you're a neo-Nazi white supremacist, they want to shut you down. Elizabeth Warren coming out, somebody want to shut you down. I mean, so this is disgrace of the left, and they're not even hiding how hateful they are. And I truly believe that they're still racist. And then they always call me, or I've had leftists say that I'm a race traitor. I'm part of the human race. I'm not sure at what point did I betrayed the humans. You know, so it's just really ridiculous that they would constantly go down this path to do whatever it is they can to destroy. And then when someone like you come along and just report on what they don't want people to recognize, then they want to shut you down. It's Nazi Germany all over again.
They really have to control the narrative. They have to control the frame, and they understand persuasion and influence. This isn't a game of reality anymore. It's who controls the most fiction. And the fiction is governing the stock market. It's governing, big sugar, big tech, big Hollywood, big media. And, Andrew was, a secular prophet. You know, he called these things, these industries, what they were. You know, every vertical at Breitbart.com used to be called big something, big, you know, Hollywood, big media, big government. And what we see is that when you centralize this power in order to create some utopia that you've not yet perfected, right? You want to scale something you've not even invented.
Right.
There are, you get eugenics, you get slavery.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So tell everyone how they can connect with you right now, really quick.
Well, they can connect by going to culture.com. That's culture.com with three T's. So CULTTURE.com. We have an email sign up list. We are on Parler. We are on Telegram, just both culture at both of those applications. And, we are over at BitChute. And so we're going to keep amplifying free thinkers, and we're not going to stop. And, we're going to get our Twitter account, damn it.
Awesome. Take care.
Thank you, Will.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Yeah! Welcome back. I love it. I love it. You know, I'm still so excited to be sitting in this chair. I'm still so excited. I'm trying to keep it all bottled in. I'm trying to keep it contained. Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, UnitedAmericaFirst.com. I am filling in for Owen Schroyer. We have another guest. Yes, the guests are just awesome today. This guest that we're having coming on next, I tried to have him come on once before and we had issues with his Skype. We got all that resolved. We're going to bring him on. Let's go ahead and bring him on now. Mason Taylor. I want to get right into it. So, Mason, thank
Weaver.
You. There he is. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, but how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. You know what? I've seen a lot of your videos, and you've been really outspoken, and I can see how the left, they hate you, and you're not saying what they want you to say. And, you know, being a person of color, you're not supposed to be saying those things. How dare you? Why would you do such a thing?
I'm free. Free man. I was a Berkeley radical militant student. I ran with the Black Panther Party. We fought to join American culture. We fought to be capitalists. We fought to be able to compete in America. Once we won the Civil War, we joined America and began to make our money. Now these new clowns out here, they're fighting to go back on the plantation. They're fighting for more food on master's table. They're fighting to be taken care of better. They actually think, they believe that white people are superior to them, and every problem they have require white people to do something. To me, that's disgusting, it's self-hating, and unproductive.
Yeah, but then they call us self-hating because we say the things you just said.
Yes.
Because we don't want to get back on the plantation. And, you know, it's really crazy because then a lot of these people, when I'm like on social media and it's a lot of black people calling me all the colorful names. I'm pretty sure you've heard it too. They call me all these colorful names, and it's these black people coming at me. And I tell them, I say, you know what? You remind me of Samuel Jackson in Django. And then they come on glued. Ooh. They get upset because that's exactly what they remind me of. I said, because they said, oh, because you like Trump, you a race traitor. I said, well, what are you then? And I start calling them Jim Crow. What are you, Jim Crow?
Well, buddy, understand, man. I was a good liberal. Understand, I was a good liberal activist. I worked for Ron Dellums and Pete Stark. Liberals know the truth. The only power they have is to call you a name. They can't debate the issues. They can't judge the truth. History is their enemy. They have to call you a name and get you to stop discussing the truth and begin to defend yourself. So they call you Uncle Tom. They call you a sellout. And you stop discussing the truth and begin to say, no, I'm not. I don't hate black people. And what that does, see, the truth is like a brick to their head. It's painful. It makes them bleed, makes their heads explode. And they got to stop you from saying the truth and begin to talk about unmeasurable things, whether you are racist. You can't measure that. But you can measure taxes. You can measure unemployment. You can measure how many black folks in jail. You can measure drugs. You can do that. You can measure how bad the schools are. The Democratic Party is the biggest hate group in America.
They've always been
the hate group.
Thank you.
And they will continue to hate us and attack us. They want destruction. They can only survive in filth and dirt and poverty. That's all you get. If you look at every ghetto in America, you see Democrat rule. They bring in more drugs, more gangs, more poverty, and more Democrats.
Yep, absolutely. So there's a clip I want to play for you. Number 16, if you would. This is Cummings. I want you to hear what Cummings has to say in this clip.
George, no matter where I go, what I'm hearing over and over again is from my constituents is please save our democracy. Please save our country. And you know something else they say, George? They say I'm scared. And I have never, in my total of 37 years in public service, ever heard a constituent say that they were scared of their leader.
Scared of their leader? Scared of the President of the United States?
Of the President of the United States. That's exactly right.
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
And I've been in politics 37 years. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
I believe he is. Yes, no doubt about it. And I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I got to tell you, George, let me tell you, when I think about what he said to these young ladies who are merely trying to bring excellence to government, and trying to make sure that generations yet unborn have an opportunity to experience a true democracy. When I hear those things, it takes me back, like I said. And
he's a milk dud that went sour.
Oh man. Did he say he spent 37 years in Congress? What have you done? You want to hear about fear? Gee, I'm a You've been 37 years serving the master, the abuser of your people. Mm. You spend 37 years at the seat of master's table. You administered all these self-help programs, all these inner city programs, all these poverty programs, and all you got is more drugs, less help, and more. You're just a pimp. He's just a pimp in the community. He's a poverty pimp. This guy has spent all this time, and he's telling you his folks are afraid now. You mean they weren't afraid with all the gang shootings? They weren't afraid with all the no jobs. They weren't afraid with the no opportunity, bad schools, gang prep schools. You weren't afraid then, clown, but now you're afraid because the white man is bringing more jobs to your community.
Exactly. That's what they're afraid of.
That's your problem.
That's what they're afraid of. You're absolutely right. They're afraid of a white man bringing more jobs. They're afraid of black people having jobs. They're afraid of women getting in positions of power. They're afraid of Latinos having jobs. They're afraid that this president, a white man, is doing right by the American people as a whole. That includes everybody. So, yes, they are afraid because it goes against everything that they want to destroy.
Folks, these America, people. Understand what he said. Listen to this dude. This dude said he's trying to save America for the next generation. At the same time, he's trying to abort the next generation.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I have another clip that I want to play for you real quick. This is number 17, if we can play that one.
I want to make sure that everyone knows that in any way, am I backtracking on my statement? Or am I retracting on anything that I said? It's when he said and made a reference to, go back where you came from. He said it right after he said, no, I know you people. You're ignorant. After that, he kept berating me and harassing me. And that's when I said, and you can see from when the cameras will be put out from Publix, I pointed to the door. And after he said, go back, I said, you go back.
All these Democrats are race baiting. They're the ones who's keeping this whole racial division alive. Cummings doing it. Everyone that's on the left is doing it. Go ahead. They're all doing it.
Well, I'm amazed at this young lady who is sitting in the seat of power, and all she can do is whine. All she can do is complain. Then go back to where you came from. Go back to that Democratic plantation that you've been serving and climb back under that rock that you've been hiding under, and maybe the white folks won't bother you. You are afraid of competition. You are afraid of presenting yourself eligible to create wealth. You are afraid of capitalism. You think that black people have to have safe places. You believe that black people have to be protected from the presence of white people. You are a self-hating black woman. And yes, please, please go back to where you came from and let black folks thrive and succeed in America without you.
Yeah, absolutely. They can't stand it. They cannot stand it. These people want to destroy America, and they want to destroy everything that is good. And then when you have a white president come along, oh my God, we're scared. We're scared. He's going to help us. He's going to help the poor black people. How dare he? This is the War Room.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
But I know it was go back, because I know I told him go back. Because I know after he told me, I said, you go back. And I said, go, go, go. So-
go, go, go. If you don't like this country, you can leave. If you hate this country, you can leave. There's nothing keeping you here in America. By all means, if America is that bad to you, then get out. I don't care who you are, where you are, where you're from. If you're in the United States of America and America is really that bad to you and you think that white supremacists are taking over and they're doing all of this crazy stuff, then leave. Be honest with you, I don't want you here either. President Trump is correct. You hate this country? Bye. How'd it go? Bye, Felicia. Get out. Side an eye. Be gone. All right, we have our special guest, Mason Weaver, and I have to apologize to Mason. I know a gentleman. His name is Mason Taylor. I've known him for years, and I apologize, Mason Weaver. I want to make sure I get that correct. So thank you for staying on with me. I apologize.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Cool. So
I guess Mason Taylor must be another strong, intelligent, handsome black man. I say I get confused. I can see. I understand.
Yeah. You know, so what do you think about, let me kind of lead into this, about how they're talking about, you know, the people need to go back. The whole thing. Do you think what President Trump said was racist when he just made the statement that these four socialist Democrats constantly complained about America, but yet they want to just stay in America?
Yeah, anti-socialism is not racism. Anti-poverty is not racism. Anti-those who hate America and hate your culture and hate your God is not racism. I don't really care what they think about Trump. I don't care what Trump says. I just know I got more Benjamins in my pocket now than under Obama. I know I'm more capable of taking care of my grandchildren now than under Obama. I know that President Trump has created an environment where I, as a capitalist, can make more money and control my lives more. The Democrats want to control your life. They want to control every aspect of your life, your medicine, your college education, the jobs, where you live at. They want to control your air and your water. They are the party of control, the party of slavery, and they will never support anything that frees you because they're all the slave managers. The slave managers told the plantation dwellers that freedom was bad. Freedom was negative. They say that I feed you. Those white folks up north, those Republicans, aren't going to give you a job over to the white man. Stay here, pick my cotton. I'll treat you better. They want you to fight for minimum wage and not maximum wage. They want you to fight for low-income housing, never high-income housing. They want to manage. They're poverty pimps. They're misery managers. They will never bring happiness to your family. They will only use your family to bring happiness to them.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And one of the things that I recognize from me just paying attention to everything that's going on, even throughout history, every single time you had a white president or somebody white doing something positive for black people, what did the Democrat Party do? They stepped in to be against it. Absolutely. And I'm like, start thinking, I mean, if you really think about it, slavery, the Democrats, they stepped in because they didn't want to end slavery. Reparations. Originally, Republicans did reparations. Democrats stepped in to reverse it, to change it. Civil rights. Republicans did that. Democrats stepped in to change it. Even go a little bit further than just, you know, if you want to talk about color, just women voting. The Democrats were against it. I mean, it's amazing that when you had somebody white, because back in the day, it was somebody white doing something positive for black people, it was Democrats against it. Same thing with the Underground Railroad. It was white people that had the homes that were bringing white people in or helping black people through the Underground Railroad, and the Democrats wanted to stop it. It's always been the Democrats. President Trump, always. Here it is, 2019, doing positive things, and the Democrats want to stop them.
They have never changed. They are consistent. They will always be against success. They will continue. It's a spirit, brother. It's a spirit of feudalism, the spirit of serfdom, the spirit of violence. They are against everything. They stood up and went to war to keep their slaves. They stood up and went to war. And then when the war was over, they had a program for us. It was called sharecropping, another program for us. It was called separate but equal, another program. They got a program for you. And now they got the anti-war, anti-drug. It's always a program to manage your lives. And they will divide you by your differences. We're not like them. They're not like East Coast or West Coast, Northern, Southerners, old and young, rich and poor. They always divide you by your difference, and they will always be the savior of your community. And they keep talking about the community. Give something back to the community. But they never say give something back to your family, because the family structure will make you independent of democratic tyranny. The family structure will always make you strong. They want to control your income. your poverty. They want to control your wealth. They want to control your, even your thought pattern. The little black box on TV, the little black box that everyone looks at to get their ideas about America, they call their product programming for a reason.
Mm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's programming. And then I see this program that they put in place with Planned Parenthood telling specifically black women. Now, they're not excluding white women and Latinos and Asian women. They're not excluding them, but they have billboards with black women on it telling them, black women, abortion is good health care. Why do you think so many black people stay on this Democrat plantation knowing full well that the Democrats don't have their best interests at heart?
Be the same reason the prostitute stays with the pimp.
Oh, there
the
it is.
The more you beat that person, the more loyal you are to your abuser. That's the reason. That's why they're so abusive. That's why they're so aggressive. That's why they're so violent. They know that violence breeds loyalty. So you mentioned that they don't do the same thing with Asians and white and Hispanic women. If you want to know where black folks live in America, if you want to know where black folks reside, plot the locations of Planned Parenthood across the nation. And you'll see Margaret Sanger and her Negro Project. Margaret Sanger requiring a license to have a birth if you're married. Margaret Sanger, who wants to get rid of certain classes of people. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who went to Nazi Germany to discuss the final solution to Hitler. This is the pregnancy planning business in our community, taking our young girls out of school without the parents' permission to go get an abortion. They hate you. The Democratic Party is full of hate. There is not one proposal from Democrats, not one proposal you can think of that's not hateful.
Yeah, you know what? I did a video not too long ago. I had an awesome cameraman with me, and I went out and I was asking people which party did the KKK come out of? And, you know, should that party apologize for being a party of the KKK? You know, and so many people don't even have a clue that the Democrats are the ones where the KKK originated from. They were Democrat members in the KKK. It was created for Democrats by Democrats. Now,
it's still run by Democrats.
Yeah, it's still ran by Democrats. And, you know, and it's not to say that, you know, the Democrats have a policy. OK, we're going to do the KKK work of the day. They're not going to put that on paper. Of course not, because even then they know how evil the KKK was. But the point is that even today they've changed history to get people to believe that the Democrats are for them. They're for minorities. They're for, you know, women of color. They're just for the man that's down. We're for you, the homeless. Even the Democrats that say we're for you, the homeless people, when it's the policies of these Democrats that put these people in this place in the first place. It is so sinister and sick what these Democrats are doing. It is unbelievable.
If you listen to them, they will tell you the truth. If you listen to them, they say we're the party of the poor.
Yes.
They really mean they're the party of poverty.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're for women as long as you serve us. We're for the minorities. They have always divided us by our differences. Maxine Murky Waters sitting down in a $4.8 million mansion in L.A., nowhere near her district. They keep saying she's for the district. You had John Lewis.
We're getting ready to come up to the end. I so apologize. I have to bring you on again so we can do this longer. Tell everyone real quick how they can connect with you, your website, and whatever social media you want to put out.
It is leavetheplantation.org. My new book is out. The Democratic Party Hates America. You can find that at thedemocraticpartyhatesamerica.com or on any of my websites, Mason Weaver, Twitter, YouTube. Find me and let's get together and discuss this more often.
Thank you. We'll be back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let me do this because I haven't done this in a minute. Right now, 15% off of all Pro Pure shower heads with the coupon code War Room. Okay? Can you put that up on the screen real quick? Because I didn't realize, to be honest with you, I didn't realize there was so many different kinds. And it is absolutely phenomenal. When Alex and Owen and David Knight, when they talk about the different products that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com, they are completely correct. There's so many different products. And right now, 15% off all, not some, it doesn't say some, it says all Pro Pure shower heads with the coupon code War Room. And do this, do me a favor, for everyone that is listening right now, everyone that's listening and watching right now, if you get the shower head and if you get the DNA Force Plus, please leave a comment and say, hey, I made this purchase. I was watching the War Room and I saw Will Johnson. He mentioned it with the discounts being so great. I went ahead and I tried it. Leave a comment. And if I see your comment out there, I'm going to go and publicly read it. Please leave a comment for me. I want to know your experience with it and how it's working out for you. I'm going to purchase one myself with this type of deal, especially on the DNA Force. I mean, the DNA Force Plus, how can you not? It's 50% off. This is remarkable. Absolutely wonderful. Okay, so you have to try it. And also, on top of that, July 30th and July 31st, that's next week, come right here for the Clown Show. That is the Clown World broadcast, live and direct. We're going to talk about the debates. I mean, you know what? They grow by the day. I think it's like they're like a bunch of weeds. You know, you grow crop, you have weed out there, but somehow you always get some weeds to pop up. They always pop up no matter what. The weeds will pop up everywhere. These clowns pop up every single day. There's a new clown talking about they want to run against President Trump. And see, they're trying to make it look like it was in 2016. Because think about it. After Barack Hussein Obama, America was fed up with it. America was tired of what Obama was doing to this country. And a lot of people supported Obama thinking that he was actually that true change. You know, oh, a black man finally in the White House. Obama was the worst thing this country ever could have done to itself. And now they're upset because we have President Trump in there. But my point is that when Obama, after Obama, what was it, 17 different people running for president during that time? And because everyone was saying this is such a crucial moment, we have to go in. See, the Democrats saw that, and that's exactly what they're trying to do now. But now they're up to like 25, I think, you know, and there's probably even more than that. There's probably because there's probably some that the mainstream media won't even talk about, mainly because they don't have enough money. The last one, Tom Steyer, the only reason why he's in there because he's a billionaire and he's putting a whole bunch of money out there making a lot of noise. He's the one with the whole website to impeach President Trump. Impeach President Trump because President Trump has done nothing wrong. Because President Trump is making America strong. That's the reason why these Democrats want to destroy President Trump. So the 30th of July and the 31st, Clown World broadcast live and direct here at the Infowars.com/show. And you can also go to, if I'm not mistaken, cloudworld.us. Go check it out. You've got to check it out. You can actually go to the website right now. And if they still have the t-shirts, you can get a t-shirt of the Clown Show. This is Will War Room, and my name is Will Johnson. We'll be back after this. All right, welcome.
Welcome back to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson. I'm sitting in for Mr. Owen Schwer. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here. Every time I get the opportunity to sit here, it is absolutely wonderful. And I have to work it all out because I get really nervous. I'm like, oh, Will Johnson doesn't get nervous? Sure. Get the butterflies just like everybody else. But it's okay. I have another guest, another wonderful guest. This guest, her name is Cindy Sheehan, and she's out of California, where I just came from. Nuttyville, California. So she was there and she was doing a protest, or she was doing a showing her support for President Trump, showing for America. And of course, you get your neighborhood anti-American, hateful leftists to show up and to be violent. But let's get her to come on and tell her story, because she can tell her story better than I can. Hello, Cindy. How are you doing?
Hi, Will.
Hey, nice to see you. I know you.
Yes. And I'm actually really nervous. I avoid media at all costs, but I thought, I know, Will, I can do this.
Are you nervous? There's no, you know what? Just tell your story. Tell us. So what were you doing out there that day?
Okay. So I have to clarify. I was not protesting. I was walking by.
Just simply walking by.
Yes, there's a booth that sets up for President Trump every couple months, and they're anti-Mueller, pro-Trump, but I don't even think they're conservative. It's amazing. So there's this lady that has came and aggressively attacked them in the past, not with violence, but with words like she did in the video. And as I was walking to go say hi to them, I see her and I decide to start filming. So that's what you saw. In Los Gatos, there are a lot of liberals, a lot of progressive left, but typically they don't get violent. I have been doing this a long time. I have Trump stickers on my car. I'm a local. Everyone knows me. Are you still there?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Continue.
Everyone knows me, but this time this lady got so aggressive and she went to grab my phone. She wasn't even from Los Gatos. Apparently, she lives in Oakland. Go figure. I just reacted. I don't know what to say. I think I went black because all I remember is my hand going up, my knee hitting the ground, and then after I punched her in the face four times, it was so clear. But I didn't really – it was weird. I came through, and I realized I was punching her, and I stopped immediately.
So you did it to protect yourself, because in the video towards the end, you can see where she aggressively comes at you violently.
Yeah.
Violently. Yeah. And there's no reason that she should touch you or your property or anything. She could have simply got back in her vehicle and drive off. But you were protecting yourself from this hateful, tyrannical leftist. That's what I like to call them. And as a result. So what happened? Do we have the clip where we can play that? Let's play that and let's get your take on it.
What are those guys? Are those the owners of Tater?
I don't know.
They like
that? Yeah.
You had your event.
Go
there,
back
didn't
to
you?
No, it, Tater House you came from. Go back to your countries. We don't want you here.
See, I expect
you
that from
Liberal. Ireland. Go away!
Are the cops even gonna come?
Idiot!
Thank you, sir.
Trump supporter! Are you a Trump supporter? All Trump supporters look like that. Look at all Trump supporters look like nice Christians.
All They're Trump nice supporters look like nice Christians.
People. Women yes. for Trump. You are not
what does a
woman.
Nice Christian
In
look
fact,
like?
You could work on that a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, everybody wants that.
Is she a woman, or can I say she's a woman? Am I going to get in trouble?
Okay.
I
might have misidentified. He's getting up. He's getting excited as he goes on. Look at him. He's getting more and more excited.
Kill Trump!
I forgot we lost that. Bag of deplorables. The basket of deplorables.
Wow. You know what? This is it. You know, I expect this from liberals all the time. And I think it's getting ready to come up where she's going to be violent right here. Yeah, look at her.
Look at it, typical liberal. That's crazy. You know what? That's typical of the left, because they don't have anything of factual to say. All they can sit there and say, go back, trying to mock like President Trump telling people of color to go back, which he didn't say that. He was simply saying, if you don't like this country, you can leave, which is a correct statement. But have you seen, so you say that she's gone to these, when they're out there with these tables and stuff like that, she's shown up before with the nice colorful words and stuff like that in the past. This is the first time she's been violent, right?
Yes, and it's the first time I've actually seen her there. I had heard about her before. And when I was walking from a distance, I could hear her yelling. So I just started filming. But like I said, it's really strange because I go out of my way in my community. I've been there since 2002, for 20 years, whatever that, something like 20 years. I've been a parent volunteer in my schools. I've helped so many of the kids in the classrooms build play projects. I'm parent on campus, staff appreciation. I've proved myself to my community for so long. And so for these people to come in and try to demean me because they don't agree with my political beliefs simply because they won't listen, then, you know, I'm fed up with it. So I have these multi feelings right now. I feel really a lot of pride because I am so proud that I was able to defend myself. And then I get a sense of anger and I'm like, I shouldn't have to deal with this. But then the pride comes back because before politics, before Trump came along, my biggest passion was litter at the beach and making sure that young people knew how to defend themselves. I know that if it's not for that, you may have no shot at life when you're up against an attacker. And so for me, I'm like extremely excited for the way it turned out. But then there's a part of me that there's no shame, but a little embarrassed that I had to beat somebody on the street of my community.
I mean, you know, I completely agree with you. She's like the female version of Antifa. She might be a member of Antifa for all I know.
I'm guessing she probably is, being that she is from Oakland.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but you should be able, you're just walking by and she started acting crazy and you just pulled it out. What it is, I guarantee that she was upset because you were recording her acting completely deranged. And because you got it all recorded, she probably got upset. And here it is, we're talking about it. All she had to do is just keep driving by. But see, they can't do that. They have this me personally, this is how I look at it. They have this demonic spirit in them, and a demonic spirit is controlling them to the point to where they have to go out and retaliate, be verbally violent, be physically violent to people who don't think the way they want them to think. I mean, this is crazy that we live in this country like this. This is not Nazi Germany, but they would love for it to be Nazi Germany. And yes, they are the true Nazis.
Right. Well, I will say I'm actually in Facebook jail. I have like 8 more days to go, so I haven't been able to defend myself. I've seen a few comments where people have asked if I'm pressing charges and such. Yes, the police came after the attack. They wouldn't come.
But you have
it
recorded. You have you have video documentation.
They were already on the phone with the police before I even started recording, and they would not come. So they could have prevented this from happening, but they don't. And then the other thing I was
going to
say.
Hold your thought. Get your thoughts together. Let's talk about it after this break, because I want to hear what else happened with the police officers not coming when they should have come. And, you know, this is kind of, I mean, it's California. I've had police officers, sadly, not do the right thing. But there are a lot of police officers that do the right thing. It is what it is. Maybe some of them are paid on the table. I don't know. But I still support the men and women in blue. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. We'll be back after this message.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're back.
We have our special guest, Cindy Sheehan. She was attacked by a deranged leftist liberal. So they just gave me this. It looked like this leftist liberal was a former staffer for the Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier, is being identified as the woman who berated and allegedly attacked a group of Donald Trump supporters in downtown Los Gatos last week. You know, these leftists, you know, Cindy, I remember when I went to, I was in Los Gatos and I was there with Ben Burkholm. And if I'm not mistaken, you showed up right after we were there. This is the same event where, what's his name? Kevin Crazy De Leon, Kevin A. Leon. He, and I confronted him asking him, why is he putting illegals before the American people? And so that was the first time I met you there. But this woman, so let me ask you this. Is this related to you being banned on Facebook? Is this,
no.
Is there any, okay, so you're being banned on Facebook for something else.
Yeah, I said there were too many illegals and anti-American scum.
Oh, so you said a true statement and they banned you.
Mm-hmm. And this lady is a pure example. By the way, her name is Morgan Rosen, so I don't think we've mentioned that yet.
Yeah, I actually have her name here, Morgan Rosen. And
then I was doxxed for the third time by a lady named Marsha Elliott, or Marsha Pallett Elliott. She's, I believe, retired psychiatrist of Los Gatos. That quickly went away. They ended up removing the post after many Trump supporters decided to step up, which was great.
Was that on Facebook or Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Facebook.
It was on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook allowed it to be on there long enough for people to get your information if they wanted it, and then they finally remove it.
Oh, and they did, but I screenshotted everything, and I am pressing charges. So we were both cited. I don't know why. She didn't get arrested. She should have, but it is what it is. This is what happens in the liberal justice system. So we kind of have to do our best.
Yeah, it's crazy. So tell us about So you say that you were on the, they were on the phone with the police department when she showed up being completely crazy. And how long was it before the police officers came after the confrontation?
Oh, immediately. You can hear them pull up in the end of the video. As soon as we were on the ground.
Okay, so they show up right there at the end.
Mm-hmm. They were ready, but they weren't going to show up until something happened.
Interesting. Well, probably because they've received phone calls about her in the past, and she just, I mean, because technically you can say whatever it is you want to say to people, mm-hmm. which I completely agree to that. You know, I mean, people say stuff to me that's pretty nasty all the time, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just brush it off, you know, but don't physically touch someone or your property, because then it becomes a different story. So
our tolerance is tested daily, but she's parked in a red zone the entire time and they don't even give her a ticket for it.
She is right there. She is. Mm-hmm. She's parked illegally and they don't even give her a ticket for that. Yeah, there it is right there. You can see it. It's red right there. And they don't give
liberal
a ticket
privilege.
For it. Liberal privilege. Ooh, I like that. That's exactly what it is. Liberal privilege. Because they get away with everything. They can commit all these crimes and they can do everything. So what is the next step that's going to take place? Have you heard anything else? What's next?
No, we have court on October 10th. And I'm new to all this. I'm leaving to go on vacation tomorrow, so I'm going to deal with it when I get back. And I have some attorneys to call and so on and so forth. I know our justice system is crap, though, and I'm not going to pay a lot of money for an attorney for her to get a slap on the wrist. So we'll see how it all goes. But I am pressing charges. I know that.
Yeah, at least something will, you know, be on a record. So for in the future when she does something else, because I'm subject to believe that she probably will. You know, leftists, they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. I mean, I've seen enough of it.
I know. But you know what? She's never going to forget that, ever.
She's not going to forget you, at least.
I really want video so bad, and there's so far there's no coverage, but I want to see it.
Yeah, it would have been nice if someone else had another camera there to get an angle that we're not seeing, you know, the aftermath from when she first grabbed your phone.
I'm picturing like another Rufio moment.
To get that and slow it down. Oh, man, that would have been beautiful. You know, the power of the camera. Everyone has it. And, you know, you have every right to pull your camera out and record it. So,
yeah, so because I am so vocal in town, I'm always prepared, always. So even though she came at me and I was a bit unprepared because she had already done that 1,000 times, I clearly wasn't completely unprepared, obviously.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you shouldn't be attacked for simply walking by. You didn't organize that event. You didn't organize any of that. You were just a bystander walking by, and she decided to attack you because you were recording her acting crazy.
And if she would listen, she would actually learn that, like I said, the organizers of that booth, they're not even conservative. They're just anti-Mueller, and they know Trump is doing the right thing. So it's really weird.
It's amazing. That just shows that people are not falling for the lies of the left. Mm-hmm. And maybe she was there to do damage control. Like, oh, these people, I know what you're doing. You're supposed to be brainwashed. You're supposed to believe that everything coming out with this whole fake Mueller investigation, that you're my enemy, you know? I mean, that's the way she's acting. It's crazy. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. I met you. You're very nice. I mean, you were very pleasant when I met you. You're a lot nicer than those leftists that attacked me when I went into Kevin De Leon. I mean, they were all on top of me going and hitting me and stuff. But, you know, we expect it from them.
Right. Well, last thing I want to say to anybody that's not maybe on my side that might be watching your show is I don't consider myself an activist at all. I am just a diehard President Trump supporter, and it is my goal to represent in a way that I want us to be seen. So the last thing I'm going to do is be a jerk to my community. So, if you see me, come say hi.
Well, I think you started off with the problem. You're a diehard Trump supporter. They don't care about anything else. Oh, and you got the flag behind you. You have a Trump shirt on. And then you're white. I just recognized that. I just noticed that. Oh, my God. You must be a white supremacist. This is insane.
You know,
you must be. And you're talking to me. We're having a great time. You're not doing a good job at it if you are. That's just crazy.
President Trump's doing a pretty horrible job at it himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, cool. Well, anyway, hey, do this. Do me a favor. Tell everybody real quick how they can connect with you right now.
I am Cindy Trump on Facebook, CYND Trump. But that's pretty much it. I'm not one that looks for media, and I just do my thing. I'm just a local mom that loves her president. So
cool.
Well, I am on Facebook.
Good for you, Mom. But good for you, Mom. Have a good one. Thank you. Thank you for coming on with me. Kiss those babies.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll be right back after this message. This is The War Room.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back. All right, we have had some wonderful guests on with us today. And I have to mention it again that it's absolutely an honor to be here. So the last 30 minutes of this show, I like to open up the phone lines and get people to call in. The number is 888-201-2244. I'm going to say it again. Ready? 888-201-2244. Go ahead and call in, and we'll take phone calls in this last half hour of the show. I want to get your opinion on the Mueller report. You can give me your opinion on everything that we've been talking about.
I would love to hear what you have to say. One more time, just in case you didn't have it, your pen ready. The number is 888-201-2244. And call me and tell me what you think, okay? So before we get to the phone lines, I'm going to play this other clip. And I meant to get to this earlier, but I think it's still relevant. You know, the left, every single time we've had things in the past where a group was attacking someone, it's always been the left. Like, for example, back in the day, and I've said this multiple times on my site, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Back in the day, Democrats, when they would attack black people, you know, it was because of the Klan and everything. They hated black people and they attacked and they said black people were, you know, evil and scum of the earth, et cetera, et cetera. They're the problem of America. The year 2019, the same party, the Democrats, are now saying that white people are bad and white people are the problem in America. The common denominator is the left. It's always been the left. The left is, to my, the left is nothing but a hateful organization who have, they have Antifa as their foot soldiers, BLM and BAM, all of these hateful groups that ever been created through this country has been created through the Democrat leftist party. Even they're for socialism, they're for communism, everything that is wrong for America. That's what they're about. Okay, so let's get to this clip. Disapprove, because like I said, the war on the American people right now is specifically white people, specifically white men. They hate white men with a passion. So let's play this clip.
A lot of conservatives in particular would say that the rise in Islamophobia is a result not of hate, but of fear, a legitimate fear, they say, of quote-unquote jihadist terrorism, whether it's Fort Hood or San Bernardino or the recent truck attack in New York. What do you say to them?
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
She's straight up lying. What is she talking about? See, she's just spinning this stuff, and then you get these leftist people on the left, these brainless, mindless people on the left to hear what she's saying, and then they take it and run with it. I'm not white, but it pisses me off to no end that these people, these leftists, keep doing this stuff, creating this division for all of us. At what point do we say enough is enough? Someone should be saying it. President Trump will come out and say, hey, if you got a problem with Americans, then leave. I'm all for that. You should not be doing that. This is a sitting member in Congress, people, that are saying that white people are the problem when white people are not the problem. There's been more white people in this country that have done more for black people than any other culture in the world. And yet white people are the problem? Do you even understand what she is saying? It's sickening. And she's like, oh yeah, you need to monitor white men. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. Okay, so let's, like I said, we're going to the phone lines, 888-201-2244. Let's see, who's been on here the longest? Let's go with, is this Paul, American reporter? Let's go with Paul. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Man, you was going so hard just then. I wanted you to keep going on that. But anyways, I just want to touch on the Mueller report yesterday. They said that the word exonerate shouldn't be in there. You know, it doesn't have a legal standing in our judicial mm-hmm. system. And he really hounded on that, but he was the only one that touched on that. And then the media reports that he was just kind of citing. I mean, to me, the whole thing of the volume two it just doesn't hold water. How is it able to be even in the discussion or even in the report when things like that was raised? And also when they ask him about what was in his purview or not, how can the meeting before and after the Trump meeting at Trump Tower not be in his purview, but the Trump Tower meeting could be in his purview? I just don't understand when the Trump Tower meeting was in between the 2 days that he said he didn't have a purview for. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think as long as it was relevant to their agenda, then it would be. But if it's not, then they don't care. It's the whole thing. It's just look at it like the whole Steele dossier. You know, it's not relevant to their agenda. It's sinister. It's a coup. I truly believe it's a coup that we're seeing. First time in my life, for probably first time in American history that we know of. And it's crazy. Yeah, and they're not going to stop.
Dude, that's crazy. I'm an immigrant, I got my citizenship. My parents, we moved here when I was really little. And dude, I love this country to death, man. And to see what's happening to this country in the mainstream media, it's making me like almost want to get physical. But you know, it's just hard not to. You know.
Well, you know what? You know what? Good for you. I mean, there's many people like you that love this country, and you know what? And welcome. You should be here. And that's all President Trump is saying, that if you're here and you're reaping the benefits of so much that we're all reaping, you know, I mean, welcome. Thank you. And that's it. I mean, it's really nothing, you know, that it's really not that big of a deal. But they make it that way because they hate this country. So, hey, I want to thank you for your call. All right, let's go. Is that Ben? Is that the next one? Ben talking about Mueller? How you doing,
Will,
Ben?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm awesome, man. First, I want to say thank you so much for being part of the good fight. We appreciate everybody at InfoWars and what you guys are doing day in and day out. I want to take just a second to plug some supplements out there for everybody. And I know that, Alex, you know, people sometimes feel inundated by the advertising and the plugging, but there's no other way to support this organization other than to buy the products at that store or just send them money directly. And for those of you out there that are on the side of this fight that have the expendable money that aren't sending the money in, shame on you. You can't sit on the sidelines. And if you're too busy to participate in political action, then send in some money. Okay, thanks. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Thank you, sir.
But I was thinking about this. And I'm asking this out of ignorance, but I want to throw it out to the American people. There's been several cases that I've read about and heard about and seen where the case is the people versus. And what I'm wondering is, why do we have to wait for someone in our government to take action against all these people that we have all this evidence against that we know are known criminals, that we have countless documentation on that have lied to us? Why can't we just get an attorney to take up the case and say the people versus Hillary Clinton?
You know what? I think of that myself. Hey, yeah, you're absolutely right. And we're coming to the end of the break. I'm going to thank you for your phone call. I think about that myself. I completely think about that. What do we do? How do we do it? I mean, it's like someone somewhere should be able to do something. There's plenty of lawyers out there that know the Constitution, that know our rights as American citizens, but yet they don't do anything, or at least it doesn't look like it. We'll be back after this.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Seeing the end of America? I think we will if we don't vote them out 2020. I truly believe if we don't stand up as Americans, you know, the last caller was asking how come the lawyers and all this are not stepping up, and very good point, very good point. I mean, these judges, these leftist judges seem to somehow, some way be able to step in and prevent President Trump from governing America. And I'm not sure how that even takes place. It's crazy. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. We're going to try to go through these really quick because we're in the last segment. I want to make sure we try to get through them as quick as possible. So let's go with that Corey. Let's go with Corey. Leftist violence.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Corey?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Will? You're one of the few InfoWars personalities I haven't been able to talk to yet, man. You're doing a bang-up job there sitting in that chair, man. You inspire me every day, just your courage and your tenacity to do what you do, man. And God bless you, bro.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know what? I'm a guest here on the War Room, and it's an honor to be here. And I'm engaged in this fight because I love this country. I love the people in this country. And at some point, we all have to stand up and do something. So what do you think about the leftist violence?
It's obviously gotten a lot more intense over the last year or two. I'm an American just like you, and I every time I see an American flag or somebody saying they want to stand up for the flag, saying that you're a brother, that's an understatement. Like, we are kin. We're kinfolk,
Yes.
and it's like you said as you came into the segment, you were saying, is this the fall of America? And let me tell you something, Will. As a brother, as your brother, as everyone else's brother that's listening, America exists as long as we have breath in our lungs.
It will exist with us. Absolutely.
The second you sit down, the second America sits down. You stay standing up, America will stay strong. It don't matter if there's one of us or 100 of us. Our voice will be heard. And you were saying about the institutions, like, why don't the lawyers step up and do something about these people? Let me tell you something. When these institutions fail to stand up for the people and they fail to stand up for the justice and the virtue that made America great and these Christian values, we have the right as American people to petition and remove these institutions. We have the right to do it. People, stand up. And I'm getting like Alex right now, pounding on the steering wheel right now. We need to stand up. We need to remove these cancerous tumors. We have the right. People, know your birthright. Stand up.
Yep, absolutely.
Join the resistance.
Yep, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Hey, Corey, good points. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Frank. Comments on the Mueller report. Mueller. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. Will, on yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely, and I want to thank you as well. Really a big fan of you and everything you're doing out there. Don't want to be too much of a sycophant, but my wife also does love your work as well. She doesn't resonate as much with Alex. We all love Alex, but he's a bit extreme, and his language sometimes, he's Alex, and we love him for that.
Yes.
But my wife kind of thinks he's a little bit crazy, but she agrees with pretty much everything he says. But that being said, we are very thankful for your work, Will.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
On the Mueller report, the left is going to keep on doing what they do, lie and lie and lie and lie.
Mm-hmm.
Their zombie horde will believe anything. They'll repeat that the sky is red, the sky is purple. If that's the talking point that's fed out to them, they will regurgitate it, no questions asked. I mean, they believe that biological males that have male genitalia and claim that they are females can have abortion.
I mean that's crazy. With the president for Planned Parenthood was just fired because she wouldn't go along with it. I mean, it's, the left, they're insane. I'm just going to be blunt. They are insane, and they don't even care. They're not even hiding any longer. So hey, Frank, I want to thank you so much for the call and tell your wife I said hi. Okay, let's go to Chuck. I'm going to try to get through these as quick as possible. Hello,
hey,
Chuck.
Will.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
And I need to ask you a question on censorship. If we didn't have censorship as we have it today, what do you think the mood of the people would be if they had more information about things?
Oh, you know what? I think if they had more information, then they would know that being a leftist Democrat supporter is the wrong thing.
Without question, would you say the pharmaceutical industry has a problem with selling you drugs that give you cancer?
Oh, no. No, it's big.
Well, I mean,
it's big money.
You see those commercials. If you took this drug and got cancer, it's kind of comical to me.
Yeah, I mean, some of the drugs they tell you take could cause death or blindness other elements. But it's great for you to take it. Consult your doctor.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about censorship. My mom is cousin to Al Pacino. If you go online and put Al Pacino's cousin has dementia or Sal Pacino's cousin has dementia, I've been being shadow banned big time. No one wants to pick it up. They said it's not newsworthy. Well, of course it's not newsworthy. It's dementia. They can't advertise dementia. That's how they get their money, by selling drugs.
Yes.
You know, it's crazy. I've been listening.
Think about it. If you're a pharmaceutical company and you have a pill that will cure all, would you sell it?
Well, no, that's beside the point. Let's not worry about the cure. Let's worry about the cost. We spend all this money on cancer research, but yet they sell us pills that give us cancer.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not a physician and I'm not an actual doctor, so I can't say that they actually sell pills that give us cancer, but I wouldn't be surprised. Let me just say that, because it is big money. I mean, that's how they keep people coming, you know? I mean, It's a crazy world out there. Hey, Chuck, I want to thank you so much for the call. I got to get to some other calls. Okay, let's go to, is that O'Brien from Maryland? Want to talk about, what's that? Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You must have heard about the people dying in the Dominican Republic, right?
You're talking about in Puerto Rico right now, like everyone's out in the streets and everything?
No, is that what you're talking about?
Are you talking about something else? Go ahead.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. You know that all those few weeks ago that technically that there's some people dying in the Dominican Republic after they basically go on vacation and basically they just drop dead and basically.
Oh yeah, you're talking about there was a couple of cases where some people what do you want to talk about it?
Well, basically, I overheard a mailman where I worked. He was talking to another coworker. And he said that one of his friends actually went to a Dominican Republic, and he dropped dead
really?
As well.
Really?
My guess is that there's an organ harvesting of program over there, where basically they are technically harvesting the organs of these people, and basically they're putting something in the minibar that's pretty much killing them deader than a hammer. This is the main reason why they are not sending the bodies back right away, because people are going to start noticing that there's organs missing here and there. And if you stop and think about that, I mean, an organ costs like $1 million on the black market. And technically, I think that's what's absolutely going on. And I think that's
that's an interesting take on it. I didn't even think about it like that. And you know what? There's a lot of people that are crazy and they would do stuff like that. But I mean, for me, for so much attention to be coming to that area, you would think that they would stop. I mean, that may be the case, because someone's going to find out at some point, because it's making too much noise. It's crazy. But hey, thank you for the call. Good take on that. And let's go with Bryant. Was that Bryant? Am I getting that right?
Bryant and Melinda in Vegas.
How you doing? What do you got for me? The big picture. Okay.
Yeah,
really quick, 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Right, give me the big picture.
Energeticsynthesis.com. It's a huge big picture, and it gets into the alien agenda. It gets into the law of one, and basically it's for us all to connect with each other. And
really? Are you going to storm Area 51?
You know, I don't think so. I live right next to there, but, it's like... I'd rather do this.
If you're going to storm Area 51, you gotta let the people here, let them know, so we can pick up your live feed of you storming Area 51. I want to see it. I know the American people want to see it. We all want to see it. Storm Area 51? Really? Wow. I want to see what's behind the closed doors of Area 51. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. I've been sitting in for Mr. Owen Schroyer. It has been an honor. It has been great to be here. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless our president, Donald J. Trump.